Live from the beautiful Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico, this is the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast. Now, here's Nick Reed.
Springfield's News Talk FM, 104.1 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed. It is our final day of broadcast, but not final day of fun, here with our 2019 Great Escape in the Yucatan Peninsula. It's Costa Mujeres, our broadcast this morning, sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center. And one of the things that we've learned to really, really love about all these experiences are the people who work here and make it a wonderful experience. And one of those individuals is with me now, Alicia. It's so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Reed. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Well, thank you first and foremost for making us feel like we're home. And tell us a little bit about what you do here, if you would.
Yes, of course. Well, my name is Alicia again. I am part of the butler service here at TRS. What I need to do every day, what I love to do, it is just make you happy, make your stay very comfortable. As soon as you arrive, I am going to your room, I show you how everything works over there. We provide you the bottles that you may need. You have 4 bottles of alcohol included. We provide you the aromatherapy. We explain you how it works, the TV. There's a lot of technology here in this resort. And also we show you how to work the light, for example. We make the reservations for the entire stay for you, so you don't have to be worried about anything. Of course, if you need or if you like to go to the spa, we reserve the massage for you. We take care about everything that you may need.
So we're... this has only been open since December or so, right? It's still a relatively new location. And it one of the things that we noticed is all of the technological advances. Like you mentioned, you walk into your bathroom and the light automatically comes on. And you can order room service from the television. The aromatherapy that automatically pumps into the room. Is this the most... Have you worked on other resorts? And is this the most advanced one that you've been on?
Correct. Actually, we have already 1 year. We opened on November the 1st.
Okay.
And yes, this is completely different of all the hotels that I used to be working. This is awesome. It is a lot of technology, a lot of things to do. And yes, this is awesome.
So where are you from?
I am from Veracruz.
Where is that from here?
It is at 2 hours mm-hmm. in an airplane from here.
Okay.
1 day in a car. Mm-hmm. It is in the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How did you end up doing this sort of work?
Well, I started in the operator. I was an operator.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And then I met this part of the industry that I didn't know. Someday one person just invited me, and I know that this is what I love to do, mm-hmm. just stay in the moment with all the people and try to make your life very easy and happy.
How long have you been doing it?
6 years from now.
Oh. Are your friends who don't work here jealous? Are they jealous? Do they wish that they worked here?
Yeah, of course.
So when you aren't working, do you spend time here or on other resorts as a visitor?
Well, as an employee, mm-hmm. we work here in the tourism. We don't have a lot of time when all the people is on vacation. That's when we work the most. And
what do you think is one of the favorite things for people who come here to visit that they love about the resort the most?
The beach.
The beach?
The beach. We have an amazing beach. It is completely different than the one that we have at the Hotel Sun or at the Riviera Maya. Here it's completely different. The water is just blue completely. You can see all the fish. And the most important, we don't have this thing about the seaweed.
Okay.
It is different completely.
All right. Mm-hmm. So it's just prettier.
Yeah, and actually here it is a virgin place. We don't have a lot of cars or a lot of...
Okay.
It is completely different.
So a lot cleaner then.
Yeah.
Is there a favorite show here for entertainment on the resort?
Yeah, we do have the Chic Cabaret Show. Mm-hmm. It is completely something new. You cannot find this type of entertainment in different resorts. And the most important here for people that are from TRS, mm-hmm. they have it included. You don't have to pay for that. It is a three hours of cabaret, just people dancing and singing, and you can eat. We have a set menu, and there is different seven dishes during the entire show.
Wow. Yep. Well, I know we are scheduled to be there tonight, or we have a reservation, I think it's 7:30, so we've heard really great things about it, but this is the first I heard we have like seven courses to eat, so I really like that a lot.
Yes, senor. This is the most popular that we have, and this is the most elegant restaurant that we have here at the resort.
Well, thank you so very much. I appreciate you coming on. I know it's probably not what you expected to do, just to have somebody grab you and say, why don't you come on the radio? So thank you. I really, really appreciate it. And the work, because I'm in your hall. So I'm like right behind your desk there.
Correct.
All right. Alicia, thank you so very much.
It was my pleasure. It is my pleasure.
Thank you. As we continue our broadcast, we're going to chat, of course, with a number of different people on The Great Escape. And as we've done the last 3 days, a big thank you to Ming Auto Beauty Center for sponsoring our live broadcast here. Costa Mujeres, the TRS Coral, beautiful resort. Can't recommend it enough. More coming up. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico. You're listening to the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico.
Springfield's News Talk FM, 1041 KSGF, day three of our live broadcast, sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center. It is the 2019 Great Escape, and yesterday we had so many people rotating on, we didn't even have time for you, Cam.
Oh, I was so hurt.
I know. I get the feeling that you don't really love doing this. You do such a great job at it, though.
I love putting them together. I love doing them.
You could have your own weekend show, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You could talk about these trips.
Well, we could talk about trips. We could talk about places, that's for sure.
Yes, without a doubt. Everyone here is fantastic. We've had a chance, of course, to talk to them. The weather's so beautiful today. It rained a little bit earlier, but and one of the things I've learned is sometimes it'll say, well, there's a chance for rain every day, because sometimes it'll rain for 5-10 minutes.
It's tropical.
I mean, it is tropical.
We want it to be green and pretty.
Right?
So, yeah. It was fun. There was lots going on yesterday. It
definitely was.
I think these guys really kick in when it gets a little, you know, a little drizzly or something, because there was tequila tasting, there was t-shirt making, there was jewelry. I mean, there was all these things you could do, and people were in the bar playing. They had like casino things set up.
Oh, really? I missed
that. Oh, yeah. They were laughing. It was crazy.
Well, it's certainly beautiful today.
It is.
Sarah, I don't know if she'll do this, but she and Ryan saw dolphins.
Really?
Out there playing about.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't even really. We walked down the beach and walked back. I got to go today. So
yes, we're going to do much more exploring today. With the rain yesterday,
yeah.
Any exploring we did was in one of those covered golf carts.
Yes,
and man, they zip those things around.
And the little umbrellas. Everybody had their umbrellas.
Yes,
so they did supply umbrellas too. So that was
now.
Nice.
Is this the first time that you've brought people to this particular resort?
It's only been open a year.
Yeah, well, I knew that. I just didn't know if anybody
first.
Else had come. So, what are your thoughts on it so far?
I think it's beautiful. I really like, the rooms are, Mark and I sit out on our little balcony in the morning. It's just like, this is just like paradise. And we have our little coffee maker making our coffee, and it's just, I think it's great.
I love those Nespresso machines.
Oh, me too. And the restaurant's been good. We did the tapas last night. Mm-hmm. Have you done that one yet?
No, but Sarah did.
It's
she
really
was telling
good,
us about
isn't it.
It.
It's really good. We just ordered everything on the menu.
What do they have? What is it?
Oh, I mean, you know, it's the small little plates.
Right.
But I mean, they had seafood, they had, beef, they had pork, and they just bring these small little plates, and you can just split them so you can try everything. That's what I like to do. I like to taste different things. So it was fun.
Yesterday, I was just walking around a bit, and of course, you know, the pathways go through all this lush vegetation and everything, and it's beautiful. And at one point, I realized, I was like, no matter where you go, there's music. And they have these green speakers. If you look, you can see them hidden amongst all of the landscaping, but you get so used to it. It's sort of this peaceful, serene, almost
like aromatherapy type
music.
Yeah, but and it's kind of like that. You just take it for granted in your room. Now we're going to go home and go, wait, I'm missing something.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I know. I especially noticed it. We have one of our suitcases underneath it. And I thought, boy, it smells really real good. Nice over here. But I realized I don't even hear the music. It's a constant soundtrack. Yeah. But it really adds to the ambiance.
Well, and it truly is tropical. Mark said, oh, look. And it was an iguana.
I saw one of those, too. Yeah.
Right there. And this lush resort. You know, upscale resorts of this iguana walking across the thing. Like,
we haven't been to the village area yet.
I haven't made it there either. You gotta get going.
So we ask, well, how do you get there? And we were told, oh, you just take the little boat. And there's that boat that
you
hop
know, they're
on.
Electric.
I did see that. And I don't know if you saw in the front lobby, there is a huge, it's a big television screen, and it shows where the boats are at all time. Like as they're.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. But I thought, oh, well, there are the boats,
pirates?
And two of them were.
I don't know.
It's certainly a unique way to be able to get around.
Yeah, I know. We've got to do that, too. We've got a lot to do. We've just been busy. I don't know what we've been doing, running around, just trying to figure everything out. Now we can kind of settle down and get
these
done.
Yeah, so far, so good. Yeah. People, they come, and at first, they like, let's try to take it all in. They take, like, 3 days' worth in one day.
Yeah.
And so then the second day is a little more, well, let's just get our bearings. And then it's a good footing on the third day.
Yeah, and actually, the day of a little drizzly in the morning was okay. Mm. I think people kind of just mellowed out. You know, everybody just kind of took their time with meals and kind of just took a nap, and it was great.
We had, with a group, reservations at the steakhouse below us last night, and it was originally going to be at 5:30, but then they moved it to 8:30, and so I was like, well, I'm too hungry for this. So we had ribeyes sent through. They were really, really good.
You love room service.
I do.
That's
love,
like,
room
your
service
thing.
I love it. I love it. Like, you're in your room and someone brings
ergo,
you food.
Room service.
But sometimes I think, I don't know, the expectations, you're like, oh, I'm sure it'll be, but they were really, really,
really
good.
Yeah.
They were fantastic.
Good.
Well, I look forward to the rest of the week.
Well,
and as always, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. My pleasure.
You are the lifesaver. This morning I get here to set up the show, and the guy's like, I don't think you're supposed to be here. So, like, find Cam. And next thing I know, you're like, come on in. So you saved
it's
us.
It's all good. No, well, just... It works out. These folks are real accommodating. So,
yes, it is wonderful. Thank you so much, Cam.
You're so welcome.
Appreciate
Have
it,
a great
as always.
Day.
And a reminder to everyone back home. I know we've had school cancellations and weather and traffic reports indicating, of course, that there's very slick roads. And one of the things, while it may be a little late, you definitely need to make sure that your car is ready for these weather conditions with A1 Custom Car Care. You know, ice is slick, and, you know, there's that moment after you slide on the ice that you are able to try and regain control. But if your alignment isn't set up, your balance on your tires, it's not set up properly, it could be much more dangerous than it otherwise has to be. So even though you may have waited until the weather got here, it's still a good thing to stop by one of the three A1 Custom Car Care locations and have your car checked to make sure it's ready for the inclement weather that we're experiencing. Fort and Sunshine, Springfield, Highway 60, Republican West, Sunset across from Classic Rock Coffee. It's A1 Custom Car Care. I'm Nick Reed. More coming up next.
You're listening to the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico. You're listening to the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico.
Springfield's News Talk FM, 104.1 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed. The 2019 Great Escape, final day of broadcast. I've had so many people on the trip that have agreed to come on the show, which makes it much easier for me. And Kim joins us this morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I'm going to have you sit a little closer. I should have told you that ahead of time. There we go. Excellent. Now, you've been... Yeah, you've done...
This is our second
mm-hmm. trip. Now, you did also go on the float trip.
Yes, we did.
I bring that up, the people that go. That's a fun... Camp Tomahawk is awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, it's become one of our go-to places when kids come to town or somebody else visits us. We just plan it. It's part of the, like, Lambert's, Camp Tomahawk.
Yes, the Ozarks experience. And you had talked one point about, oh, you'd love to take horses through there. You do stuff with horses.
Yeah, I have talked to Lester about taking horses down there, taking a group of horses, because...
that's one of, on my list, one of my things I want to do. I want to take the saddle off and go in deep water and do the stand up on their back and jump in the water.
So do you so do you have a lot of horses?
What's I have one right now.
Okay.
I aspire to have much more, but you know, there's that guy sitting over there that frowns at me when I talk about it. So.
It's a little more expensive than getting a dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Slightly.
But we don't have any dogs anymore, so that created a space.
Oh, all right.
Created
very
a vacancy.
Good. So is it just like a I mean, horse is something that seems like a pretty specific animal to have. Did you grow up with horses, or
no.
is it just something you at one point decided you wanted to have a horse?
No, when I was a kid, my horse was my grandpa's sawhorse with a yarn tail and an old bathroom rug for a saddle. So for years, that was my horse.
So you've upgraded.
I've upgraded, yeah.
Just
2 years
bit.
Ago, I finally learned to ride for the first time and had a horse that was way beyond my skill level. He broke some of my bits and pieces, but passed him on to somebody else that was more experienced and got a normal horse.
A normal. What makes him normal?
She doesn't want a rodeo.
Okay.
She gets that I'm old and kind of right.
It's a good
yeah.
relationship,
it's
a good
fit. Mix, yeah.
So how are you enjoying the trip?
I am very much enjoying
good,
the trip.
Good,
good.
Yeah. I know.
The food is exceptionally good
yeah,
here.
It's yeah, it's wonderful. And I know your husband, was it Monday or Tuesday? One of the, he came, was it the first day or second day? And he normally likes to do the deep sea fishing, but he had that surgery, and so not able to do that. Are you going to do something instead of that?
Well, we're going on the catamaran on Thursday.
Yeah,
we're going down to the ruins tomorrow. Mm. And we might try and go out and just do some swimming. I'd like to try paddle boarding so we can get him out on the paddle board. So that's not quite as
strenuous.
As strenuous.
Well, you use your feet, right? Don't you on the paddleboard?
You stand up. The goal is to stand up.
I was thinking, what are those little boats called? Where it's like a two-seater and you pedal. What's that called?
Oh, like a kayak. Yeah, they have those down there.
I always thought of those as paddle boats or something, but I guess. So you're talking about where you
stand up.
See, that's how Morgan broke her leg.
Really?
Yeah, not on.
She fell in the water.
Well, what happened? It wasn't on this trip. It was right before our very first great escape, and we had just been down in Florida for a friend's wedding, and then another friend was getting married not long after that. And I said, I don't want to go again. It was just down there, and I got a lot of stuff to do to get ready for the great escape. And so she went down, and they went paddleboarding. Never done it before. And it was in the morning, and when she got, the water was a little murky.
Uh-huh.
When she got on the paddleboard, she was about waist deep in the water, and she went, and she was falling off of it and did not realize that she was in about an inch of water at that point.
Oh,
so
no.
You come down a lot harder, and it just shattered her. She was shattered, her femur and her ankle, and three surgeries, and on that first trip, she couldn't put any weight on it at all. So she was, you know, in a wheelchair the whole time. But Cam arranged for her to have this amphibious wheelchair.
That, we saw some down
yes,
there.
I know. Yeah. And we saw that, too. I was like, oh, remember that.
Yeah. Bad husband. Bad husband, Nick.
What memories. So, anyhow.
Okay, so at least there's a backup if I do that and something bad happens. Because chances are good something bad will happen.
I suspect you'll be just
okay,
fine.
Okay, thank you for that.
So anything else you're all going to do?
Just keep eating and drinking.
Anyone you want to say hi to?
I want to say hi to my friends at the barn who are freezing today and having a really difficult time getting around. And
now, I don't know if you remember, but the last Great Escape, the same
we had
weather.
The same problem. Yeah.
Same school, got, I know, at least 1 or 2 days, and it had warmed up a bit by the time we got back, but I remember seeing some snow piles, you know, that had been shoved off of the road, and so hopefully, I don't know, it'll all be gone by the time we get
there.
But yeah, I mean, what are the odds of that? Exact same time, same thing happen, and we're here.
But that's the whole
beautiful.
Point, right? That's why we come here, to get away from that.
It makes it worth it even more. I can be, oh, it's sunny and 70, and then it's raining here, and you're like, ugh. But it's beautiful, the sun's shining today, and then it's miserable back at home, so...
So all you people that stayed home, go next year. Get out of that stuff.
And it keeps expanding. We've got over 80 this time around. Eventually, we're going to have a whole plane. I said it's going to be like that Kanye West video where he's got a plane filled with all of his people. It's just going to be all of us, the whole plane, which isn't a bad thing necessarily.
Yeah, we'll all claim that this is all of our crew.
Yeah.
You claim it's your crew. I'll claim it's my crew.
Sounds good to me.
Good.
Well, so in the meantime, I hope I see you at Camp Tomahawk in the summer.
Yes,
when we do another float trip there. Well, thank you so much for coming on and coming
thank
on the
you.
Trip again. And just really appreciate
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we don't care where we go next year. We're going.
All right, perfect. Sounds good. As we continue on our broadcast this morning, the 2019 Great Escape from Costa Mujeres, Mexico, and the Yucatan Peninsula. It is absolutely gorgeous. It is beautiful. And we do wish you were here. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico. You're listening to the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico.
Springfield's News Talk FM, 1041 KSGF, 2019 Great Escape. Ellen Mooneyham is with us. How are you?
I'm great, Nick. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Well, you just look like you're, I mean, you look like you fit here.
Yeah, I do.
You got the big sun hat on and wearing all white, and it's really nice looking.
The beach is my happy place.
Well, you wear it well. You were actually up the beach not long ago, right?
Yeah.
You said that you were watching this being built, I don't know, a year and a half or so ago.
Yes, so I work for Allstate, and I won a trip to here last year, and it was right next door at The Secrets. So this was being built, and we thought it was an extension, and then we found out we were coming here with The Great Escape, and Neil was like, oh, this is awesome.
Now, is this only the second one you've been on?
So this is the second one, because just like Morgan, I broke my leg in 2017.
That's right.
So we were planning on coming, because it was so much
fun.
You
fell off a ladder.
Yes, I fell off of a ladder. I wasn't doing anything fun like Morgan.
So. Yeah, yours is a very uninspiring story.
Mine's very uninspiring.
You're a statistic.
Yes.
Fall off a ladder.
Make sure, you know, and I had to give a shout out to David Martin, who's my preacher. He listens to your...
Oh, really?
Yeah, he listens to your show every day.
Oh.
But he actually said, you know, if I would have done that ladder for you, you would have never fallen. So, you know.
Well, that was a nice thing for him to
There is that. There is that.
Now, the first trip that you and your husband Neil went on, it was Dominican Republic. And I remember we get there and you walk up to me and you're like, I don't remember exactly what you said, but something along the lines of, I don't really know who you are, but my husband listens to you. Nice to meet you.
Yes, that was pretty much exactly what I said, because I was like, hey, guess you're Nick. He's listened to you since you've been on,
yeah,
actually.
Sometime.
So every day, and every day I wake up to Nick Reed's voice.
And you were complaining about that. You say it's you're trying to sleep, but 6 o'clock he turns it on
yes.
And then you hear me.
Yeah, he listens to you on the... on his phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the website
through the app,
or
the app,
or I don't. There's a number of different ways.
Yeah, he listens to you through the app.
Have you ever listened?
I do listen. I listen to you when I'm in my car, though.
That's right, because I know I've gotten text messages from you referencing some of the things that I've said.
And Facebook Live, so I'll get on there, watch what you guys are doing.
So, how are you enjoying the trip so far?
I really like it. We really like Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And we really like the group. It has grown because the last time we came, we brought our son and his best friend
to
the Dominican, and they were like the only kids in the group.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very nice. Different chain. I really like the service here.
Yeah.
And they remember you. So we actually, the first day we were out and about, it was kind of raining, and this lady walked up to us and asked us what our room number was because she still had our passports from the night before.
Well done.
So
well done.
We didn't know, though. We thought they were in the safe. So
how did you lose them? How did this person find them? And then how did she get them to you?
So it was actually when we checked in.
Right.
When we all came in, she must have just recognized us. Because I was up there looking for a black Sharpie.
Okay.
That's all I was doing. And then she walked up to us like about, I don't know, 1 or 2 minutes later, and she had them in her hand, and we were just like...
Did we have to show our passports?
Yes.
I can't remember.
We had to show our passports.
They did it all so quickly. I mean, we arrived, they got us off, they had, you know, the normal check-in, they have the desk and everything, but they utilized one of the restaurants there, had it all set up because there's 80-some of us, so they could do it as quickly as possible and give us, you know, TRS hats and everything and champagne as you walked in. But it happened so quickly, I didn't even remember. I better check my safe to make sure my passport's in there.
Well, we have passport covers, so I guess I stuck everything in the bag and then put it in the safe, and so we would have gotten to later in the week, or they would have found us, because she knew exactly what room number
I
was.
Sure. I mean, she had all your identity, all your information, your name and everything. So,
but I think it's cool that she recognized my face, because we weren't even over there looking for it. We were just over there just getting out of the rain.
So, I mean, anything you want to plug? Anybody else you want to say hello to?
So, yes. So, Neil's down there on the beach hanging out with a big group. So, I need to say a shout out to Billy Reedus with the Aurora School District. That's who my husband works with. So, okay. Hey, Billy, I know you listen every day, too. And then shout out to all my Allstate friends and my son, Ethan, who really should have come on the trip, but he just got back from Taiwan, so...
What was he doing there?
He goes to Missouri State, so it was the School of Agriculture. He got to go on a study abroad. So,
see, the last 2 years, I would get a visit, and I would buy beef sticks and cheese and stuff from him, and I didn't get, I mean, nobody asked me this year to buy anything from him.
I know, so the FFA should have done that. What are we going
to
do?
I don't know. I guess I'll just have to go without. If only I knew someone.
Yeah.
Well, of course, we love having you here. You are one of the more, let's see, person. What's the best word to use? There's no stranger with you.
Yeah.
How's that?
That's a good way to say it, because the guy down here knows me. He's waiting for me to get out of here, the guy that works here.
Oh, why?
Because to get the group stuff for the pool later.
Oh, got it. And incidentally, you'll have to share with some of the folks here off air how you almost died from eating a pepper.
I did.
All fours.
I did. So right now, off air. Yes,
yeah.
We'll share it off air. Yeah, because that's better.
Morgan was telling people this story earlier.
On the air?
No.
Oh.
No, she didn't tell
I was like, Morgan.
Air. No.
I thought you loved me.
I think that she enjoyed telling it, though.
Yeah, I found out it was a chili pepper, though, but to me it was like I was getting taken down by this pepper. And I was like, I've done all these things in life.
And this is
and
it.
The pepper is going to come.
I am going to be a viral news story.
Yes.
Well, Ellen Mooney, it's always a wonderful pleasure to have you on these trips. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nick.
Springfield's News Talk FM, 104.1 KSGF, our final day of broadcast here in Costa Mujeres, Mexico. It's the Yucatan Peninsula, a Grand Palladium TRS Coral Resorts. Beautiful, incredible. More coming up. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico. You're listening to the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico.
Springfield's News Talk FM, 104.1 KSGF. I am Nick Reed. It's our Wednesday broadcast, sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center here in the beautiful Costa Mujeres, Mexico. And Clint's with us this morning. How are you doing there, Clint?
I'm good.
Are you from Springfield? Where are you from?
Originally from St. Louis.
Oh, all right.
Moved to Springfield in 94 when my wife and I got married.
Okay, so was she from here? She's from?
Monette.
Okay.
Close to Springfield.
All right. And are you a listener of the... How did you learn about The Great Escape?
I'm a listener.
Okay.
And this is actually... We got married in 1994, so this is our 25th anniversary. So we were trying to plan a trip for our anniversary, and... I was off in February. I had a hip replacement, so listening to the radio. So she came home one day, and I said, I found us a trip. We'll go on The Great Escape.
Now, was this the first you heard us talk about it? I mean, this will be our fifth one.
No, I've heard about it several years in a row, but just never did pull the trigger, so we figured this would be the year.
Is it what you have expected? Have you been to an all-inclusive like this before?
25 years ago on our honeymoon, we went to an all-inclusive in Jamaica.
Right. Maybe a little different. I don't know.
A little different.
Yeah.
But
so what do you think so far?
So far, it's good.
Have you done anything? I mean, you'll walk around, enjoy it. Have you done any excursions or anything noteworthy?
Haven't done anything yet. We're supposed to go to the spa this afternoon.
Yes, I've talked to a lot of people that have done that. It seems like a lot for me. The whole spa thing, I don't know. Are you doing a massage?
I think so.
Yeah. I've never had a massage. I've never had one before. I don't know if I'd be afraid. I don't know what I'd be afraid of. I just, it doesn't appeal to me somehow. I should just shut my mouth and stop talking. Well, I know I will be curious to see how that goes. Now, have you been to any of the restaurants other than buffets? What have you eaten?
Oh, we've been to the Gaucho, the steakhouse.
Oh, how was that?
It was good.
What'd you have?
I had a ribeye.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
We had ribeyes delivered to our room last night, and I don't know where they come from, but they were fantastic.
Yeah.
So the difference between what I did last night and you did last night is I got to eat mine while in bed. And that's a pretty awesome thing. So anybody you want to say hello to?
I want to say hi to everybody at work, City of Springfield. Say hi to all our friends down at the harbor at the docks.
Which lake?
We're at Table Rock.
Okay. All right. Table Rock Lake. Not the time of year to be down there.
Probably a little nippy down there today.
Yeah. So do you have a boat that stays down there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's not bad. Some people say, I've got some friends who have a houseboat, and they're actually on this trip. And I think even through some of the winter months, they go down there and stay. It's like a house.
Yeah.
You don't think that you could actually do that, but nonetheless. Now, are you all doing the catamaran tomorrow?
We're not signed up for that.
All right. You know, you can sign up if you want to. You're just not your thing?
We were kind of waiting to see what the weather's going to do.
All right. You know you can't tell that. I mean, today, I've learned that they, you know, you look at the forecast, and even hour by hour, oh, there's a chance for rain. And it says all day, well, there's always a chance for rain here. It's the tropics. It'll pop up. It'll go away. Now, it did rain quite a bit yesterday, but today it's been absolutely nothing but beautiful. So tomorrow it may say it's going to rain, and it could be like this. Or they could say it's going to be sunny, and then it could rain as well. Honestly, I don't know what if it does rain, if we'll still go out. I'm not sure. So you could sign up. I may not even do it if it rains.
Don't
Is your wife adventurous?
Probably not as much as me.
No.
Pretty adventurous.
Deep sea fishing. Have you done any of that?
Not on this trip. We've done that in the past in Florida and stuff.
So if you are a semi-resident of Table Rock Lake, do you do a lot of fishing?
A little bit. Not a serious fisherman.
More of a hobby. Well, then, you know, I suppose that guy there, he likes to do it a lot, but he hurt his arm. I'm talking about your arm all the time. He had, what is it, rotator cuff surgery? Or
I tore the cartilage.
How'd you do that? Oh, that's right. You said that. That's right. You did. Well, anyway, so unfortunately, he's not able to. But as you can see, it doesn't stop his drinking elbow from working. Over there.
He's still got one good arm.
Yeah, he still has. That's all that you need, really, is that one for the elbow. Now, do you plan on potentially coming on future Great Escapes?
Yeah.
Do you guys travel a lot? I mean, I know you 25 years ago, but is this something you don't do quite often? Some people travel all the time. Others just don't.
Not big travelers. It's the second time I've been out of the country.
So. Oh, really? Fly a lot? That was pretty rough coming in.
I don't. Yeah. My wife does quite a bit for work, but...
Well, we're glad that you guys came.
A little Hope bumpy coming in, but it was hard.
Yeah, were you at the... we were in the back of the plane. Flung you around a little more back there.
We were at the very back. There was nobody behind us.
Oh, okay. All right. So then, you know, there were a few of those moments where everybody like, oh! You know, there were... No one was screaming. It wasn't quite there, but it was a little fun coming in. Well, we're really glad that you all decided to come along and hope that at the very least you make some good friends while you're here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. As we continue on now, I mentioned that we've got Matt Canovi coming in tomorrow and then from the studio on Friday. Instead of being out at Norma's, Dr. John Lilly and Tom Martz are going to be filling in. And then Sarah and I will be back in studio on Monday. So Facebook Live will once again be up and running on Monday. So for those of you that have missed that, that's your way of listening to the show. That will be back on track. So, you know, we look forward to that and not necessarily being back home. The weather has been so wonderful here, and we know it's not so wonderful there. So we hope that this doesn't make it that rough listening to us as we broadcast live from Costa Mujeres, Mexico. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico. Listening to the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico.
Springfield's News Talk FM 104.1 KSGF, our 2019 Great Escape Live broadcast sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center. It is day three of our live broadcast. Tomorrow, Matt Canovi will be in studio. And then on Friday, the Lock and Smith Foundation with Tom Martz, Dr. John Lilly, will also be in studio. So they won't be out at Norma's, but we will be out there the following Friday back on schedule. And, of course, one of the great things about these resorts are the people who work here. And Cam always does a great job of corralling some together and convincing them to come on air. And we have Felipe with us. And you are, what is it that you do here?
I'm on the entertainment director manager from TRS and Grand Palladium.
All right. So you basically, your job is to make sure people have fun.
Yes, that's my job.
So how do you do that?
Well, first of all, we have to be happy to make everybody happy, you know? So part of my team here, we just try to have the best moments, you know, with our guests every day. And we're in charge to do all the bunch of activities that we have here in the TRS. And we do a lot of fitness and sport things, you know, and culture about food. We do some cocktails, cookie lessons, a lot of things, a little workout at the pool, spinning bikes and all the things, yes.
So how did you come about to do this?
When I started about a long time ago, very young. And I really like it. I really started making friends from everywhere. And I really love that. And I choose to work this and be learning a lot of things about this. Now I come to be the manager, entertainment here from Grand Palladium. And my job and my, we're very focused to make everyone happy and to fall in love and our hotel. And, you know, and that's part of the our job, you know, be happy. And
where were you before you were here? This has been open a year, and you said you've been doing this for several years now.
Yes, at the Palladium, I've been working for almost 5 years. Last 4 years was at the Grand Palladium Riviera Maya.
So what's your favorite activity?
My favorite activity? Yeah. All of them.
All of them?
Yes.
What do you think, if you ask guests, what would their favorite be? If you were to rank number one.
Number one, I think so, activities a la carte.
And that is just, what is that? How does that work?
It's like, you know, like you don't have to go around and trying to find out what kind of activity you can do. You have your butler, and he's just going to tell you what kind of activities you want to reserve, so we can make your schedule for your vacation, for your holidays, so you can program yourself, all right? So activities a la carte is about something new. Here in the hotel and all the TRS, we have it. And we try to give the experience, you know, the moment, a special moment to teach them if they don't know how to do it. For example, hobby cat, we bring you out to the ocean, and we teach you how to sail, you know. Sometimes we bring you down to do a little snorkel. It's very focused. It's very like VIP activity. Mm-hmm. It's just for one person, two persons.
Okay.
So that's why you can make your reservation. And there will be one of my boys with you, teaching you. And of course, you can choose 2 or 3 days, or 2 activities in one day. Can be hobby cut, we teach you to bring, we'll bring you in the ocean. Or another thing, we can do archery. We take you to archery at the Rafa Nadal Sports Center.
Yeah. So how many different activities are there?
A la carte, we have a Spanish lesson. That's one of the most important things, yes. A lot of people want to learn a little thing about Spanish, you know, because we are in Mexico, and we got Spanish class, we got cooking lessons, we got hobby cut, kayaking, and we do t-shirt decoration. Mm-hmm. We teach you to how to do that, you know.
So what's some of the most important Spanish to know?
Oh, cerveza.
Ah.
That's
tequila?
Very important. Tequila, cerveza.
Just those one word.
Puedo ir al baño.
that's a
very
good
important
one too.
Yes.
There's of course a lot of great food. See, I consider food a fun activity.
Yes.
And I mean, some incredible food that you all have here.
Yes, yes, yes. I really, well, by the way, food is amazing. I really like food. And of course, I don't know if you see the grill that we have around the pool. You know, we do some chicken on the grill, and tacos sometimes. And every special activity for the, I don't know, let's talk about 4th of July, we bring you the American style, you know, like barbecue.
Oh,
and
okay, sure.
Oh, St. Patrick's Day, we bring some lot of kind of thing, beers, different, you know, flavors and sausages and bread and good. That's what we do.
And your favorite food here?
My favorite food, seafood.
Seafood?
Yes.
Any, like lobster, fish, any particular kind of seafood?
I eat everything. I really like everything, you know? I'm not kind of type of person that I have something favorite. No. I really
you look
like.
Pretty fit, though. You got some guns there.
Nah, I try them, but I don't have time sometimes.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on and making sure you should just be called Director of Fun. Fun Czar.
Yeah, we're Pop.
What's that?
Pop.
Pop?
People of Palladio.
Oh, people of okay, I see it even right there on your shirt. And the O has a smiley face. How perfect is that?
That's how it is. Think positive. That's
yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on, Felipe, and for making sure that we all have fun. Especially those that, you know, maybe just don't naturally do it on their own. And you have to nudge them a little bit.
And, of course, don't miss it. On Friday nights, we have a special party for all of you guys.
Oh, great.
We have a Friday night we call the movie party.
All right.
I don't know if you guys been there already, but you should come this Friday.
Okay.
You guys going to love it. Like we have every Friday. And, of course, Chica Baret, you're not allowed to miss it.
Perfect. Felipe, thank you so very much. Springfield's News Talk FM, 104.1 KSGF, our 2019 Great Escape. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico.